Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's always nice, especially when you can play a December game that's above 32 degrees, hopefully.
Is a real home field advantage in this situation. It's supposed to be in the 20s, maybe some snow on Saturday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't checked my update on my phone yet, obviously. Real advantage? I think it's an advantage. They're coming east, and they're on West Coast time. A two-hour difference. It's going to be 10 o'clock on their body clocks. I think that's that can factor in, potentially. The weather, I think we're just a little bit better at dealing with the weather when you live in Wisconsin. We don't have a lot of guys native to Wisconsin, I don't think, on this team. But because we live in it, I think we're just a little bit better at dealing with the elements.
Considering your personal history with the opponent this week, is there any attitudes for you growing up?
What personal history?
Well, the fact that you've been a 49ers fan and could have been taken number one overall by them in 05.
Yeah, what's the question?
Is there still added juice for
no.
you?
No.
Is it kind of unknown this game is going to be going back to your home area and a lot of your folks be able to see it?
Well, they play most of the games in Chico, actually. They do. They do. They do. They do. They play most of the early games in Chico. So.
Are they doing anything differently defensively than you
saw last year? A little bit more. A little less. Less pressure, a little bit. Last year they were doing a little bit more of their roam around defense, especially on third downs. This year they're more, I'd say basic. It's not really the right word, but they're just doing a little bit less of the exotic stuff. They run their stuff a little bit better, I think.
Is there a difference with December football? What kind of urgency? Do you think just ratchet up once you get into this time?
Yeah, I think so. I think just the everything's kind of intensified a little bit. The mistakes, the big plays, each individual play has a little bit more weight to it, obviously, because you realize, you got to win games in December if you want to play in January. So it's an important game for us. Coming back home, we need to get back on the right track.
Aaron, in what ways is the corpus that you're throwing to now different than the one that you had in training camp?
Well, I think Andrew's playing a little bit faster right now. I think he understands the offense a little bit better. He still has a ways to go. I think he reminds me of a young JaMychal Finley in that he doesn't quite fully understand the offense yet, but I feel like he's getting better. He made a big play in the game. I went to him on the sidelines before our last drive and said, "Hey, I need at least one big play out of this drive." And he made a nice catch on second down for a first down. He made a second and 15, a big play to get us a first down. And so those are things you like to see from him. But I think he still has a lot of untapped potential that he can really dig into if he really dedicates himself to the game plan and to getting better each day in practice.
Could possessions be at a premium again this week for you guys, the way they're trying to run the ball? And,
I hope not, yeah.
And how does that change your mindset as you approach it, knowing that if that is the case, you got to make the most of those opportunities?
Well, we look to score in every possession. I think the things we talked about last week, we didn't do well. We had four trips in the red zone at 17 points. We lose by three. 0 points on one possession, third and one, don't convert it, only get three. So those are things that come back and hurt you, especially when you're playing good teams. There's going to be a sense of urgency on their side, knowing that they're one game out of their division lead. Obviously, this is a game that we need to play well in.
Can you talk about Willis, just what he does for their defense? Just a tremendous athlete, all the things he brings to the table.
Yeah, I think since Pat has been in the league, he's been the premier guy at his position. He's a guy who is athletic. He plays sideline to sideline. He's smart. He has good ball skills. He's around the football a lot. Great tackler. Ferocious. I mean, he's a big-time player. He's the kind of guy you like having on your own team.
Aaron, you said you were aware of receivers have stepped up with the Donner struggling a little bit with the fighter set. With 3 and 4 guys have really stepped up.
Yeah, well, I talked a lot in training camp about how our 3 and 4 would be ones and twos in most places. And that's a gift that we have, having a guy like, Jordy Nelson and James Jones. And I think at times both of them have played extremely well. They're very consistent. You look at Jordy, he's a guy who practices very hard each day, and his practice performance carries over in the games, and he makes plays when we need him to make plays. And James is as talented as any guy we got. And he's a guy who's made a lot of plays this year. He's gotten more opportunities with Donald when he went down with his injury, and with JaMychal being out. And those are guys we need to get the ball to each week.
Do you have a challenge with the different colored helmets and things like that, spotting guys, is that, are you practicing with those things?
I hope not.
Is it going to make a difference?
I don't think so. I really don't. You know, I'm, since I got here, I've been hoping for a throwback uniform game. You know, these are not what I was expecting, but I am excited. I am excited to be in the throwbacks this weekend.
That's very politically correct.
Thank you.
On the eve of your 27th birthday, just some thoughts about where you are as a professional and where this team is.
This is getting real deep here.
It's like Oprah.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to cry here. You know what? I'm just in my sixth season, enjoying it, trying to become a better player. And I think you realize each year how important preparation can be to success and how consistency is the most important thing in this league.
Aaron, Mike said it.
Can you explain why you guys have had so much success against the 49ers the last 20 years or so? I mean, the last time the 49ers beat Packers in the regular season was when Joe Montana was the quarterback. I mean, were you aware of that? Did you know? I'm obviously being last year, but.
I was not aware of that, no. I do remember last year's game. And I know that there's been a lot of good football played by the quarterbacks who played here.
Mike,
that's my best answer.
Mike said his message to you guys was about going from good to great. I was wondering maybe what was the player perspective on what you took out of that. What he was trying to get across.
Well, he kind of stole that from Mike Ayers' talk on Thursday last week. No, you know what Mike's talked about since the beginning of training camp, really. The difference between really the enemy of great is good, meaning that, you know, you don't want to be remembered as just a good team, a team that made some plays and couldn't take that next jump to being an elite football team. And I saw something written about us this week that said we're still just a good football team. And so obviously that's not something that we want to be remembered as. But we have a chance. We have five games left, and we have a chance to still accomplish all the things we've set forward at the beginning of the season, and that's our focus.
So Kevin Seifert will be happy to know you read his stuff on ESPN.com.
That was Kevin, huh? Yeah.
Do you agree with this? Are you still just a good team?
Well, we're 7-4, so yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah.
A couple more guys. Did you practice outside today at all?
No. I'm gonna say no. That might be opposite of the opinion shared by the head coach. I just think that the practice has a little bit more energy and juice to it when it's inside. And this is not something I haven't told Mike. But I understand that sometimes you need to go outside, and we might tomorrow with pads on. I wouldn't be surprised.
In practice, if you have a sense of the offensive line, maybe has some unfinished business. Pass blocking, obviously very good on Sunday, but maybe obviously December run blocking. This time of year, it's kind of their time to shine.
I'm not so sure about that. I haven't really felt that with one day of practice yet. We didn't have pads on today. But we got to stick with what's working, and what's working is getting the ball to the perimeter players. So, God bless me with some big hands, and if I can keep them warm, I think we got to keep throwing the football. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've done that a few times this season. When we've had to have a drive, we've been able to come up with a big drive, and unfortunately, we've come on a short end of a couple of those games. There's an urgency level that is there. You know, I think when adversity hits this team, that's the thing I'm most proud of is that I think we meet it head on, and we've been able to make some plays in those situations. But I think the urgency needs to be there a little bit more. Obviously, every play in the game. You know, I told guys before the game last week. I said it's gonna have to be a 60-minute game, and it could be a play that happens in the first, second, third, or fourth quarter that wins the game or loses the game. And unfortunately, I was foreshadowing a play in the second quarter that could possibly have cost us the game. But unfortunately, you never know when that play is gonna be.